CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Ah, it's so hard to be a Falcon fan. Hard. You know, you had
harder than being a Pip.
You had the ball for, like, you know, no time at all in the third quarter, in the second half generally. So when you get the ball, thanks to your defense getting a stop, let's speed the game up. Let's not give your quarterback a chance to maybe just matriculate the ball another 10 yards closer into this bum journeyman kicker's range. So, I don't know. The more you think about it, national media is on it. Everybody who covers the NFL is talking about it. Raheem Morris looked like an idiot last night. Their words, not mine, but I'll say it. He looked like an idiot. Now it's my words, said by me. You know, it's just, this is just so frustrating because we knew that Penix was going to have some growing pains. We get that. And you had to get him in there because, look, and I dealt with a lot of stuff last week, Rob. I don't know if you heard this when you were doing the show or weekends, but, you know, guys, we're a little revisionist on Kirk Cousins. Yeah, we know Kirk Cousins was a two-time offensive player of the week. He's one of my favorite guys. I had a bromance with Kirk Cousins until, like, the Monstars took his skills away. Yeah. The guy couldn't do basic quarterback stuff. They had to go to Penix.
It's a no-brainer.
Thank you. Levity and brevity from Rob
Dribble. Well, like I said, I always thought when I was watching the Charge game halftime, I go, why don't they make a change here? That'd be ideal to make a change here.
I've said it a million times. You control it. Don't worry about the whatever the front office is going to say, Ra. You just say, look, you needed one play, one spark. And you say, hey, Kirk was having a tough day. He's still my quarterback. We thought we'd just change it up. And that's it. And if the media, it's not like we're in Chicago or Philly or Boston. You get three follow-up questions, you're on to the next issue.
Yeah, right.
You know? But no, we couldn't. And then maybe Kirk, you know, look, I don't know. You feel that knowing that Penix was in the bullpen, that we know that Kirk never expected them to do this on draft night, and the fact that he gets into a bit of a slump, and knowing that Penix is, everybody's going to be clamoring for Penix, just further exacerbated.
I don't think it helped. Tightness. Yeah, he's only human.
Right. And look, I'm excited to see Penix. I'm all in with Penix. My argument was, and I apologize to folks who didn't follow it then and can't follow it now, it's one or the other. If you think Penix, I said to him, I go, hell, man, you know, you could have done a stopgap and got, I asked him, I said, why don't you go get Fields? And then it makes it, you know, then you can still get the draft and no one's going to snake you. And by the way, if you earmark Penix as your guy, we found out from one guy, at least one person who covers the Raiders were never in for Penix because of the injury history, whether that's right or wrong. One journalist's opinion. But it just seems.
No, what did Michael Penix in his letter to all the GMs say?
Saw that. Yeah.
You can check my knees all you want. Check my EKG.
I got the heart. Got the Valentine right here. Red hot blood coursing through my veins. Like Penix. Congratulations on getting engaged, by the way. And including that and other subjects, including guys who didn't get the job done, it's time for some game balls and no balls. On Dukes and Bell. Let's start with no balls. I'll go game. Let's go positive, then we'll go negative. Start with the Chargers, who, if you didn't see it, man, just drop that. You see that game, any of that game with the Chargers? Just dropping the hammer, everything going their way?
Everything going their way. And look at Ladd McCaughey over 1,000 yards.
Let's give him a game ball.
No balls.
Oh, God.
Game balls.
Takes the snap to throw. They rush four. And takes a shot downfield. Has McCaughey caught. Touchdown! Chargers! Ladd McCaughey fly that plane back to the sideline. Chest bump on Darius Davis. You called it, DJ. His second of the game.
Dare I say, on the Chargers radio network, and again, what a dude. What a guy running routes and just doing everything. See when he gives the football to the kid in the Charger uniform. And just, this guy's, all the dogs, Bowers, we'll get to him in a second, just kicking butt at the next level.
And that's why you're wondering why, well, there's nobody to throw to in Athens now. Well, you lost two now 1,000-yard receivers in the NFL. That's going to have an effect.
Unbelievable game that went to overtime. Look, they're holding on, hanging on. I would love to see some way the Bengals can make the playoffs. That would mean the Broncos have to lose on Sunday or this weekend. Here's Joe Burrow. T. Higgins was on fire. Game ball.
Game balls.
The Bengals trying to win it from the 3-yard line of Denver. Burrow looking to throw his pass. It is caught by T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Over. It's over.
Bengals. And the final playoff spot in the AFC will not be decided until the final week of the regular season.
I wish somehow they could. They're not going to get in. Too much has to happen for the Bengals to get in. But Joe Burrow, he's playing better than almost anybody outside of Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
I mean, if you did not have this team looking so bad defensively, he would be certainly the number one. I mean, like, you could argue he would be right behind Lamar Jackson ahead of Josh Allen for the MVP. And I still think it's Lamar Jackson's to lose, but certainly a lot of folks are banging the drum for the Bills. The story is Brock Bowers, guys. Unbelievable, man. Breaks a 63-year-old record, his first 16 games as a pro. Talked about 77 yards, gives him 108 receptions for 1,144 yards in 16
Ditka
games.
Ditka did it in 14.
Ditka did it in 14. Well, Jim Brown did a lot of stuff in 14, too. But Ditka's 61 rookie tight end mark. He eclipses that. We did talk about, you know, Kyle Pitts when Matt Ryan was throwing the football, get to that 1,000-yard mark. But this guy is on fire. Brock Bowers, game ball.
Game balls.
O'Connell could not deliver the pass as he was grabbed and then floats it to Brock Bowers, who passes Mike Ditka. 1961, Mike Ditka, 1,076 yards. Brock Bowers passes Ditka. The 1,088 receiving yards, already the most in franchise history.
And look at the quarterbacks throwing to him this year, too. Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ridder, who's the other guy? Yeah, McConnell.
Yeah, we had we had our guy here, of course, Desmond Ridder, you mentioned. I said this to the audience on Friday's show. If you go back, you're looking for some parallels, it's a different position. But Roddy White had his 1,000-yard season with, in no specific order, Byron Leftwich, Joey Harrington, and Chris Redman.
Yes.
And that's comparable to that list you just mentioned with the Raiders.
They kept bringing back Chris Redman. He was selling insurance. They kept bringing him back once every 3 years.
That was Bobby the Weasel Petrino's guy. But, yeah, that's an amazing, again, testament to Roddy. By the way, Roddy on Twitter last night going, call the damn timeout. I mean, everybody was on it, including Roddy. Hey, man, one more. I got a couple more in time.
I got a couple more just off script. Okay. Go ahead.
First off, let's go to Baker. No doubt that they were going to smoke the Carolina Panthers, who we'll see next week. Baker Mayfield on fire. Mike Evans coming off the injury. Game ball.
Game balls.
First down and goal from the one. Pass to the left side. Caught ball. Mike Evans. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Buccaneers get a touchdown. Throw from Baker Mayfield. Evans has two.
Think about it, 2 years
ago. Gene Deckerhoff on the Bucs radio network.
Gene Deckerhoff, been around forever. And think about it, 2 years ago, Baker Mayfield was playing scout team defensive line for the Panthers.
Yep.
And he goes out and throws five touchdowns against him yesterday.
Dude, I mean, he's been money. I told you, when we were down there for the game and we beat him down in Tampa Bay when Cousins makes an unbelievable throw to Darnell Mooney. Yep. We saw him in one of the, it was American Social. He was in there down in the Inner Harbor area in Tampa. And he is, he does look a little shorter in person, like people say about me.
I mentioned Jews on Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Deserves a game ball. My girlfriend, Stacy. Jewish.
Game balls.
Yes. First night of Hanukkah was Christmas night. I go over to her family's place. They had the most amazing spread. They had the prime rib, smoked perfectly, charred, had the brisket, the latkes, the food. It was probably one of the best spreads ever. So
nice.
Game ball to the Jews on Christmas.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very unique Rob Tribble game ball right there. Back to the NFL. Dude is going to rush for 2,000 yards and may eclipse the single-season record against his old team. Not that Eric Dickerson wants to see it. Game ball, Saquon Barkley.
Game ball,
Saquon Barkley. He needs 18 yards for 2,000. 18 yards for 2,000. Can he get it this afternoon? Maybe his last chance.
It may be his last drive.
I hope not. They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark.
Yes.
That's Merrill Reese.
Yes,
fly, with the Eagles, fly. Hey, one more game ball, and we got to go with a guy who gets – when's the last time you saw a dude get doused with beer and everything else, and then on the lifted on the shoulders of his teammates, making $10 million this year and lighting things up. And now a tough decision for that front office of the Vikings. Game ball to Sam Darnold.
Game balls.
Darnold out of the shotgun, takes the snap, swings it to Akers, turns it up to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! With his third touchdown this season, and Minnesota responds beautifully.
So what do? You franchise him? Talking about Darnold?
Yeah.
He's crossed into $50 million a year territory now the way he's playing.
Everybody's waiting for the shooter drop. He does throw a pick, but he also throws three touchdowns and 375 yards. Has his best day as a pro. I mean, you got a great coach, a great offensive staff that gets him. He's got great weapons, and it's a hell of a story. And you got J.J. McCarthy waiting in the wings, so It's a good problem to have. Kind of backed into that, not what they were expecting, but it certainly has worked out. And now we switch to no balls, starting with Coach and his explanation of what the heck happened.
No balls.
Probably could have. You know, I thought we can get to the line of scrimmage with our operation, be a little bit faster there, get him there without going on the fast on our ball, try to save that timeout. In hindsight, could have been a good decision or a better decision to take that timeout, but I wanted to have the opportunity to move up there. So, like, you know, always second-guess those things. You can always second-guess those motives. You can always go back and look at him, see if you can get it snapped a little bit quicker. But I really believe we can get our operation time a little bit faster there to be able to save that timeout, still be able to click off, potentially get the pass interference, have a couple more snaps there, save the timeouts, and be able to use them there to get that field goal a little bit closer.
No balls. It makes no sense. It made no sense last night. Everybody around the country is talking about it. You got a rookie quarterback. You don't make things harder for your rookie quarterback. You make things easier. Okay, Mooney gets it. You call a timeout. If he can move the ball, and again, then if you can use the middle of the field because they're trying to take away the
that's
side.
That's at least two extra plays.
All right, so you call a timeout there, and then if you could get within, again, better than a 56 for a journeyman kicker, maybe he makes it from 46. But you got to give your quarterback a chance. Raheem's explanation makes no sense. You know, I mean, it just, it defies logic. He's a coach. He's been in this game his whole life. And just own it. Just say, I made a mistake. I should have called a timeout. You thought you could do it quicker? What, the guy's going to run 20 yards? No, you lost 20 seconds. It makes no sense. I said I wasn't going to raise my voice anymore. There's game balls, no balls, here on Dukes and Bell.
No balls.
No balls for the Colts, too, by the way.
No, man, it's just, it's...
No balls for the Colts. Had everything to play for. You're playing the Giants, you lose, and now you're out of the playoffs.
Started the Colts defense against the hapless Giants. I got -4 points in fantasy football in that game, by the way. Hey, man, we're hot. I'll take a break from my vocal cords. Let's hear from you guys. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Dukes and Bell, we want to hear from you. I'm upset with everybody from Arthur Blank to the general manager to the coach.